It was a big night for the city, and I think there was really a kind of a collective deep breath or kind of sigh of relief that we, you know, at least made a decision one way or the other. I think people are flat out sick and tired of talking about it, and they just wanted a decision made. And I think that's a great thing about this town and about the state is that, you know what, let's have good dialogue. Let's treat everybody, you know, with professionalism. We'll have good debate. But then ultimately, let's decide and then move on to the next day. And now I think we're ready to move on to the next day. And but it was a very, very good night. Had over 20 people that spoke to the council for about an hour and a half. It was very, very informative. Folks obviously had done their homework. They had plenty of passion on both sides. And then ultimately the council did vote 7-1 to move forward with the rezoning.
Now there will still be a conditional use permit process, but this was the big vote last night, correct?
This is the big kahuna. This is it. It kind of sets the stage now to have the development proceed. However, you know, there's still some finishing touches on it in terms of making sure that the landscaping and the signage and the drainage and all that is just done just right. But yes, I think we're at a point now where the council believes it's time to move forward with this new development and make good things happen for the city of Sioux Falls and the state of South Dakota.
There's talk possibly that the group that's been opposing this development throughout may try to put this on the ballot. I want to get your thoughts on that.
Well, it would not surprise me. And this is a good group of South Dakotans. They are. They mean well. They're passionate about the topic. They've used every strategy, every tactic known to them to try to delay this or have more dialogue and due diligence completed. And I respect that. You know, I personally hope that we're done. I think that the vast, vast majority of Sioux Falls and South Dakota hopes that we're done. However, under God, the people rule. And you never know what strategy they'll do to help them rule.
It is 8:52. Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther is here with the conditional use permit process. Which will be next for this Walmart. Describe what that means and what will take place.
Well, not a lot of detail, but it happens in about a month or month and a half, and. And basically, they go through, again, those finishing touches to make sure that Walmart or this group of developers, that they have to go through all those final touches, again, on the landscaping and the drainage and the lighting and the signage. Gotcha. To make sure that it absolutely is what the city of Sioux Falls and the citizens of Sioux Falls want. And that's one thing I think that I need to make very, very clear. We could care less how big or powerful Walmart is. Couldn't give a rat's tail on it. They don't control this town. They don't control me. They in no way control this council. And I know there were some who were saying, oh, there's got to be these behind-the-scenes deals. No way. This Walmart group, they will do what they need to do based on what the citizens of this town, based on what the leadership of this town demands that they do. And that's just the way that it is. And so I think it's important for people to understand that.
Well, and I was actually surprised that there was only one lone vote.
Yes.
In opposition to this, because there had been some other councilors that had seemed to have spoken, at least in my view, poorly of Walmart. They seemed less than receptive to Walmart building additional stores here. Yet they voted in favor of this last night.
Well, I think that's one thing that I wish the people of Sioux Falls and, yes, all of South Dakota would understand. When you're in public service, you truly are sacrificing your time and your sweat and your energy. This council, even though I don't agree with them all the time, I will tell you this. They are one hardworking bunch. They dig into stuff at the highest level. They engage people at the highest level. They scrutinize folks like Walmart or the next group that wants to do something. They make them, work their tails off before they're ever going to proceed. And that's what's great about it. So, the other day you heard about this culture of the council and the mayor's office. I got to tell you, we work incredibly well together. The council and the executive team, we work very, very well together, scrutinizing everybody to make sure that we do it right. Because one thing that we do realize, Greg, is that every decision that we make is going to impact this town long after God takes us. I mean, we're going to be dead and gone, and the decisions that we make are going to impact the people of this town and this state. So we want to do it right.